865-1290.
A California woman is dead after a shark attack in the Bahamas. The Royal Bahamas Police Force reporting that 21-year-old Jordan Lindsay of Torrance, California, was snorkeling near Rose Island yesterday afternoon when she was attacked by three sharks. Officials say her family saw the sharks coming and tried to warn her, but she apparently didn't hear them in time. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring. Bob Lee's been the most established and trusted voice at ESPN, starting 3 days after the network launched in July of 1978. He's been off the air since September when he announced he was taking a six-month sabbatical, but now he's announced he is retiring at the end of this month. Lee was asked by his colleague Jeremy Schapp on Outside the Lines what's next for him.
I've got some thoughts, some ideas. I've been very involved with Seton Hall University, my alma mater, doing some things where we have some ideas, and so that's why. There are other things to do and a chance now to do it.
Lee won 11 Emmy Awards at ESPN and won 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. And Vanderbilt defeated Michigan last night to win the College World Series. Pat DeMarco homered, and Stephen Scott drove in 2 for Vanderbilt to win 8-2 in the final game of that best-of-3 series. It's the second national championship for Vanderbilt in the past 6 years. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 86 degrees and hazy and humid in Flemington. The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 91. And this forecast continues into Friday and Saturday, although there is a 20% chance of thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. And then chance of thunderstorms until 2 a.m., partly cloudy, low around 67. And Sunday there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms after 2 p.m. and a high around 86, but it looks like it cools off for the beginning of the work week. Sunny with a high near 83.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the library show. Are we sure these microphones are on?
Fine.
I had trouble hearing you. Speaking to your microphone directly here.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No.
Really?
I hear it jostling, so maybe it's just me.
There's a thing on there.
There's a thing on there?
There's a sneeze card. A sneeze
card. Is there?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's why. Where was I? Good morning and welcome to the Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, who you may or may not be able to hear. I'm going to assume we are, and we're going to press on. Actually, I can hear you much better now. Did you take it off?
No, I pushed the thing up.
Better. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. All these producing things we should be going on off the air, by the way.
Yeah, but we can't tell if we can't hear until we're on.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. Summer is here. And as Jennifer just detailed in the weather forecast, here in earnest, ACL will be busy with summer reading clubs for kids and adults, as well as our outdoor summer concert series sponsored by the Friends of ACL. We have all the details to whet your appetite. Also in July coming up, we have a special anniversary for the North County Branch Library. We'll tell you all about that on today's show. Jennifer says, if you ever get an email about poor canned salt and preservatives, don't open it. It's spam. Discounts with your library card, exhibits, trivia, and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are we doing today?
Pretty well. How are you?
So summer is here in earnest. We got a little mini heat wave going on.
We do.
To kick things off, how was the air conditioning system like in your house functioning?
I have a window air conditioner in my bedroom.
That's what I have. Is it functioning?
Oh, yes. It's working quite nicely.
Okay. Very good. I wasn't saying anything about the quality of your air conditioning system. I just wanted to know if
it's working. It worked very hard last night.
Did it? Yeah, last night was the first. We haven't used them much yet, but last night was first or second night maybe. I've put mine on. I only have window air conditioner units too. I have a house from the 1940s. Though if I want to sell my house, I think I got to get one of those split air conditioning systems. Hear about those?
Yes.
I think that's my solution. HVAC people listening that want to give me a discount on a split air conditioning system, call the radio show. What's our number, Jennifer?
I have no idea. 908-237-something-something.
So the North County branch is celebrating two anniversaries in July. You want to tell us about it?
So their 20th anniversary of their building in Halsted Street. And it's also the 40th anniversary of them being a branch.
Of them being in existence.
Correct.
So that happened back in 1979, I guess?
Yes, they opened at the Dazzadel at the Point in Clinton, which is now the McDonald's, in a trailer, which then went to South County. Then they moved to Gray Rock Plaza up across from Martin's Funeral Home on 31. And then they moved to Annandale Square, sort of down in the little village of Annandale. And then in 1999, we opened at 65 Halsted Street in a county-owned building.
And they're there to this day. They built that building specifically, right, for the library?
Correct. And at that time, the Grandin Library, which was an endowment library in Clinton Town, was running out of... They weren't going to be sustainable any longer. It was endowed.
So what is in the Grandin Library now?
I think it's office building. It still says Grandin Library, but... the North County branch absorbed the collection and a lot of the artifacts and the residual of that endowment.
So happy anniversary to the North County branch. We're going to have a little ceremony on July 20th, Saturday, July 20th. Maybe some local dignitaries will be on hand. I'm sure Jennifer Winberry will be on hand.
I certainly will.
She's been there for the whole 20 years. North County branch has been... on Halsted Street, I found a video today, it's a video cassette of the dedication, so hopefully we'll be able to get that transferred onto a DVD or whatever they do these days.
I do have a VCR at home that's usable, actually.
Can you bring it in just so we can watch it?
Sure.
All right, cool. After lunch?
Uh-huh.
All right, awesome.
But I'm going to lunch late today. Well, we'll talk about it later. It'll be later in the afternoon.
That's fine, Jennifer. Yeah. As long as you come back.
I'm coming back.
We'll plug it in. And let's check it out. I would be very interested to see what the fashions were like in the 1990s.
I can probably tell you what I was wearing in it.
Do you still own the outfit?
No.
Hopefully I was videoing it. Because there's a good chance I'm probably wearing exactly what I'm wearing right now.
Quite possibly. it's also the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And so there'll be some moon... themed activities later in the afternoon after the...
For the family, for the kids?
For the family, for the kids. And Jim's July bookmark is an Apollo moon landing theme. If anybody doesn't know about Jim's bookmark, every month he creates a bookmark. It'll have the library hours, the address, all the pertinent information. But he also hides the month and the letters HCL.
It's a little picture game for you all.
And sometimes there's something a little extra in there.
Sometimes, for example, this month, Jennifer?
Yes, for example, this month. I was actually thinking of your Vermont bookmark, but...
What was in there?
Kara and Kyle.
Oh, yeah. So I'll put family members' names. I've done people who have retired in there and things library themed. If someone had given me the idea for the bookmark, sometimes I'll put their name in it. Have you ever given me an idea for a bookmark?
I have, and you've never put my name in it.
Which one did you give me an idea for?
This Christmas stockings and the Christmas ornaments. And
the people drew on them, staff drew on? Mm-hmm. So you remember that right off the top of your head. That was 8 years ago.
I know. And I also, but I wouldn't expect you to put my name in this, the Jennifer Heater Memorial bookmark.
Oh. Did I put her name in it?
Probably so.
I must have.
Yeah.
And didn't somebody else retire and I did a bookmark for them? Remembering Bunny, is that correct?
Oh, wow. That's going way back.
How long ago was that?
That was way back.
The bookmarks have been created ever since October 1987.
And what if someone
doesn't? Well before the North County branch moved to Halstead Street.
And what if someone has never seen all your bookmarks?
Then they're out of luck, Jennifer. No, they're not out of luck, Jennifer. We have all of the bookmarks on permanent display on the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library and in the Bookmark Cafe, named after the bookmarks. The bookmarks have a cafe named after them, Jennifer, also on the lower level. So all 31 years of bookmarks, you can see the evolution. You can see the months that I just had no time to make a bookmark and had to just get something out. And then you see the other months where I'm quite proud of. So there's a little bit of both. So if you're interested, go to the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library and check that out. But right now, we want you to check out our first commercial break.
Before we go, I want to just mention one thing.
What?
It came up, I believe, last week in Today in Trivia and maybe a couple weeks before. 59 across in yesterday's New York Times crossword puzzle.
Go ahead, give it to me. How many letters?
You're not going to need it.
Oh.
Oldest golfer to win a PGA Tour event at 52 years and 10 months.
Sam Snead. Slamming Sammy.
So I told you, it shows up an awful lot in crossword puzzles.
He's won the most tournaments of any PGA golfer, and yet people only remember Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, Jennifer, and Arnold Palmer. Those are the three people know the best.
Yes. So now we will go to our first commercial break, and we will be back with the aforementioned Today in History.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. By the way, I'm Jim Thatch. And that's Jennifer Winberry, just in case you tuned in. And this is the Library Show. And it's time to... I can't think of a fancy word for dish out. What word am I thinking of? It begins with EX, I think.
Expel?
I don't know.
Expel. Exercise.
That could work.
Exor signs.
So this time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is June 27th. We're almost into the July, Jennifer, and you know what it means when you get to July 4th.
It's almost Christmas time.
Summer is gone. When you hit July 4th, summer just flies by.
I thought of you.
So enjoy it this last week of summer.
I thought of you on Tuesday when it was, but I forgot to mention it to you.
I don't know why it is, but once you hit July 4th, you blink your eye and it's September 15th. I don't know why. I guess it's just because you're overplanned, you're planning for vacations. I don't know what it is.
What's special about September 15th?
I don't know. It's the Ides of September.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know.
Oh, I just said a random date. My daughter's birthday is September 14th.
Why do I always think she's born in July?
My daughter that lives in a house in Vermont, Jennifer.
Yes, Karen.
Which is, I got a story about that house if you're interested.
I am very interested.
My daughter called me last week saying there were 5,000 bees on the side of the house that just showed up out of nowhere. So she sent me a picture. I go, those look like honeybees. I don't know, they must have got riled up or something. I go, see if there's like a local beekeeper that would come and check it out for you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to kill honeybees.
No.
So a local beekeeper came today, and she said if you could look at a picture in the dictionary of what a beekeeper would look like, this was the guy, an older gentleman or whatever. So the nicest guy in the world, he brought her strawberries.
Nice.
From his garden.
Nice.
Assessed the situation. And decided for free he would extract all the bees for her.
Had he taken them to his hives?
So he extracted all the bees, extracted whatever honey there was too, gave Kara some honey as well, and was merrily on his way.
Nice.
All that as a day of the in the life of a Vermonter.
Nice.
So a problem turned out to be a nice experience. So she said, she sent me a picture. The bees, I guess, had maybe gotten riled up from somewhere else and decided they wanted to make a new home in one of her, the vents, one of the abandoned dryer vents or something. So that all ended well for the bees and for Kara and the beekeeper.
Very nice.
Everybody. Okay, it's time for today in history. Let's go back. I only have one event, June 27th. If my theory holds true about things not really happening on hot days because people just don't want to make history on hot days, Jennifer. And this is just something I didn't know. You might know because you're a little military-minded, you and your husband. 1760, Jennifer. Cherokee warriors defeat British forces at the Battle of Echo, or Echoe, near present-day Otto, North Carolina. During which war? Name the war that the Battle of Echoe took place in 1760 where the Cherokee defeated British forces.
It's a little bit before our time. Nope.
This is like right after like the French and Indian War. It's the Anglo-Cherokee War. Did they just have wars every week or something? Maybe.
What else was there to do?
The Anglo-Cherokee War. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
That was what was happening in 1760 on
it's
this
before
day.
Cable, Jim.
You don't even have cable.
I know. We have wars.
Everything is before cable for you because you don't have
I wage wars a lot now.
Things that happen today is before cable for you. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1880, Helen Keller.
She was a blind, deaf, mute woman. She created her American Sign Language or was instrumental in it. She became a teacher. She was portrayed by Patty Duke and Melissa Gilbert in the movies. Annie Sullivan was her teacher.
Right, and she became an author, I believe, and mm-hmm. I think she's the first deaf and dumb and blind person to win some award, like a Pulitzer or something. I don't know.
We don't call it dumb anymore. We call it mute.
Mute?
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's before cable, I guess.
It was.
1930, Ross Perot was born. They don't call dumb as like politically incorrect.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, he ran for president. He was a third party president in 1990.
And he was defeated. Four. Correct, Jennifer.
Yes.
Who defeated him?
George Bush.
Yeah, I think it was George.
The first one.
H.W. So yeah. He's pretty much the first type Donald Trump type person to run for president, but he was not successful.
Well, he was
a billionaire economist.
But he didn't run in a.
Trump was kind of independent. He isn't.
Well, but he got the Republican nomination.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ross Perot was an independent, correct? I kind of liked Ross Perot. I remember his debates. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the Republicans that really just sabotaged him to the point where he's like, this isn't worth it. I don't like the dirty politics. And he lost. But now maybe we get a little glimpse of what America would have been like if he was created president. Oh, created president, what the heck? Made president.
Elected?
Elected president. My synonyms are lacking today, Jennifer. The economy is doing fine in this country. This everything else is a train wreck. So, and you know what? That would have been my prediction. If Donald Trump could do anything right, it would be the economy, right, Jennifer?
I would believe so.
1942, Bruce Johnston was born.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. Oh, we have a loyal listener. Welcome, Kiko, to the airwaves.
Hi, Kiko.
Well, it's not really airwaves and internet radio, Jennifer. What is it? Microwaves?
I have no idea. We'll be talking about the Beatles later on for you.
All right. I think he has a little more insight on Ross Perot. So think of Bruce Johnson. Perot was not defeated by Bush, Jennifer. He cost Bush the election to Clinton, according to loyal listener Kiko. And I will not repeat what Kiko says about Helen Keller.
You'll tell me later. Thank you, Kiko. I was but a mere babe at that during that.
So Bruce Johnston, Jennifer, interesting story, musician. So 1964, I believe it was, maybe 1965. The Beach Boys were like one of the top bands in the country, touring all over.
Is Kiko a Beach Boy fan?
What
is Kiko a Beach Boy fan?
I don't know. We're about to find out, though. Probably.
I hope you put him in the same stall as the Beatles, Kiko.
Really. Okay, well, just...
All right, who's Bruce Johnston?
So, 1965, I believe. Beach Boys, one of the top bands touring all over, had hit after hit after hit, right? So we're on the road touring, and Brian Wilson, the leader of the Beach Boys, the guy who wrote all their songs and wrote all their harmonies and things like that, who made the Beach Boys the Beach Boys, has a nervous breakdown on an airplane, Jennifer, between concerts.
Have we talked about this guy before?
I don't know, probably, if it's the Beach Boys or Beatles.
He was born Benjamin Baldwin, if anyone's interested.
Okay, hold on. I'm telling a story. So Brian Wilson has a breakdown on an airplane between concerts, and right then and there, Brian Wilson decides, I'm done with this touring stuff. I am not touring anymore. I'm going to stay in the studio and write all the music. You guys tour, right? So they had to replace him. Well, they replace him with Glenn Campbell. Can I finish my story?
I'm sorry.
Just because you looked it up on Google.
I know, but I'm finding this fascinating.
They replace him with Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell only lasts a little while, so they need a permanent replacement. And they find one, Bruce Johnston, who I believe is still with them today, Jennifer.
He wrote the Billboard number one hit, I Write the Songs.
There you go. What else are you Googling over there?
That's all. I want to know what Kiko said.
Okay, 1975, Jennifer, Tobey Maguire was born.
Oh, he's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is correct. Anything else?
Nope.
Nothing else?
I can't think of anything else. I'm not really trying, though, I must admit.
Kiko likes the Beach Boys better than the Beatles because they're from America, as he puts it. Tobey Maguire, here's my DVD alert for everyone listening. The greatest sports movie ever made.
Oh.
Starred Tobey Maguire.
This is one of... I love the setting for this. It's so beautiful.
What?
The Hildebrand.
Yes, Jennifer. Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit. It is so beautifully set up in Saratoga in the fall.
Yes, and it's also a tale of the Depression. It's historical as well as... So it's my number one sports movie of any sport of all time. Seabiscuit.
That's Cinderella Man?
Cinderella Man is good, but no, that's probably, that might just graze the top 20, Jennifer. I don't even know. Seabiscuit, the number one sports movie of all time. If you haven't seen it, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, type it into our search the catalog box, reserve it, reserve the DVD, go pick it up. You will not regret it. You get a good history lesson about the Depression. as well as a great sports story. Jeff Bridges, I believe, and Tobey Maguire, and the guy that was in, I forget his name, the guy that was in Adaptation and very good actor. I can't remember his name. He's been in a million things. Okay, people who died on June 27th. June 27th, 1996, the Broccoli family was sad because Albert Broccoli died.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
And probably a lot of his friends were sad, too. Albert Broccoli was an American film producer.
Did Ronald Reagan warn him?
What?
Ronald Reagan didn't like broccoli.
Oh, I didn't know that. How do you know that?
I just know that.
Most people don't like broccoli.
I like broccoli.
He was American film producer, Jennifer, most famous for the James Bond film series. Albert Broccoli was producer. And also the child's classic Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Back to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He was the producer. He wanted to do a Disney-like musical, so he hired the Sherman Brothers from the Walt Disney Studio and Dick Van Dyke. I think he tried to get Julie Andrews, but she wouldn't do it.
Can you blame her?
Why? You hate Chitty Chitty Bang Bang
now?
No,
I really don't.
Wonderful. Another wonderful Sherman Brothers score. In the 2001, Jack Lemmon was born.
No, died.
I'm sorry, died.
He was a comedic actor. He was in The Odd Couple.
Okay. Two huge movies. Huge. Huge.
What are you, Donald Trump all of a sudden? Huge.
Two huge movies.
The
and
Sunshine
two
Boys.
DVD releases. One was World War II setting, and one was a comedy where he cross-dressed.
He wasn't in Tootsie. He wasn't in Mad.
I mean, he was in a lot of movies, but these are probably...
Was he in the Sunshine Boys?
He might have been. I don't think he cross-dressed in it, Jennifer.
No.
Some Like It Hot.
And The Odd Couple.
Yes, but I'm giving you two famous movies now. I march you correct. Don't worry. So Some Like It Hot, Tony Curtis, Marilyn Monroe, and Jack Lemmon.
Right.
Where they dress as women to join, an all-girls band or something like that. I think they're running from somebody, of course. And then also the World War II classic starring Henry Fonda, and I believe he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, as Ensign Pulver in the movie Mr. Roberts. Great World War II naval movie about a guy that was stuck on a ship. He wanted to get into the middle of the action, but he was stuck on this naval frigate that just delivered supplies around the Pacific.
I've seen it, and because whenever we watch it, I always say it needs more musical numbers.
Why, you think it should be a musical?
Yes.
I thought that was a brilliant movie.
Yes, it's very good.
Kiko, I bet you Kiko's watching. Kiko, could give me a tweet-length review of the movie Mr. Roberts.
Grumpy Old Men, Glengarry Glen Ross.
He's been in a ton of things, Jennifer. Yes. You can't start listing Jack Lemmon movies. We don't have enough time. 2002, John Entwistle died.
2002?
I didn't even know he died, actually.
John Entwistle?
Yeah.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. He was a musician. Jim, pay attention.
Okay, Kiko is correcting you. It was George H.W. Bush that didn't like broccoli.
All right, Kiko, you can stop listening now.
You don't have to be corrected, dude, Jennifer. I mean, you were interested. You had a precedent. So John Entwistle, Jennifer?
Nope.
He was a member of a band. His bandmates, I think two of his bandmates are still alive and actually touring right now, I believe. One of them is Pete Townsend. One of them is
Who?
Robert Daltrey. John Entwistle was the bass player for The Who. And 2005, if you get this, I'll be shocked. And the only... And I can't believe I remember this guy, but I guess he made an impression on me from whatever I watched him in. Shelby Foote.
I think he's also an author.
He's an author.
Did he do Civil War books?
Very good, Jennifer. He was a Civil War historian.
What do you mean very good? A librarian.
More specifically, a Southern...
Southern
Civil War historian. I know him from Ken Burns' Civil War. He was one of the narrators or one of the people that they referred to, and he always was, I don't know, kind of you know, he told you how people felt in the South about Lincoln and that other thing, and he kind of felt the same way himself. I guess he was a very Southern gentleman. So Shelby Foote, historian and author. That was excellent, Jennifer.
What threw me off was you saying you watched him or knew him from a show.
I did. That wasn't inaccurate.
Yeah, but that's what threw me off.
Okay, that's today in history.
Okay, what else can I say wrong for Give Kiko?
I don't know. The show's young, Jennifer. What, do you got anything prepared over there?
I did. I had Sam Snead.
Oh, my God.
Today at the headquarters library, there is a summer special right now going on, and then there is one this afternoon. It is Up, Up, and Away into Space with Mad Science.
So this is the Youth Services Summer Reading Club that we've been doing every year since I've been at the library. And I've been at the library 31 years, Jennifer.
We were doing it when I was old enough to still be in it.
Before cable, right?
Right, before cable.
So why don't you explain what the Summer Reading Club is first, and then let's get more specific.
Okay, you can you sign up. You can, for every 10 books you have read to you, or every 5 books you read yourself.
How do you sign up?
Just go to the headquarters library, the North County Branch Library, South County Branch Bookmobile, or one of the other.
Can you sign up online?
No.
You can't?
Not for the
summer. I thought you could.
Only for the adults.
Oh. Okay, so sign up at any of the youth services departments throughout the county.
Right.
What's the theme? Is there a theme?
Something about the universe.
Oh, my God.
A universe of stories.
You know who Shelby Foote is, but you don't know the theme of your library summer reading.
No,
club.
You know what? Because sometimes the adults and the kids do separate ones. It's a
sometimes.
Universe of stories. Not this year.
That's not an excuse, Jennifer.
I know.
Have you walked through the library in the past?
Yes, I know.
Hour?
I certainly know it's involved with space.
Universe of stories, Jennifer.
So, they have summer specials. And this afternoon there's a program, Up, Up, and Away into Space for ages 3 and up at 1:30. There are 20 waiting spaces left. So if you want to go on the waiting list, go on the waiting list. And if there's some extra space, they will let you
in. So what's this program about? Is there a description?
No, just Up, Up, and Away into Space with Mad Science. They do different...
We're not launching kids into space, are we?
Quite possibly. Let's see.
No matter what the parents say, we're not doing that, Jennifer.
Next weekend is a bye week. There's no program going on.
A bye week? What is this? The NFL?
And then when we come back July 11th, there'll be Rizzo's Reptiles with Rizzo's Wildlife Discovery. And we always ask that Rizzo count all his reptiles before he leaves. The week after that is Quiver Farms, an open house traveling farm petting zoo outside.
Very popular.
Yes.
My grandson Fisher attended that last year.
The next week is Unbelievable Magic with Doug Wonder. The following week is Family Stages presents Toad's Escape, a vignette from Kenneth Graham's Wind in the Willows, and it's two actors, an actor and actress, presenting this. And then the following week, Science Tellers present Aliens. The programs are free and open to the public. Registration is required, and it begins the week before. You can register on our library events calendar, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar. And all children and adults must register online to attend. Adult Farms is optional except for Quiver Farms. And children under the noted age will not be admitted, nor will babies and or strollers.
All right, the details like that are too negative. Let them figure that out on their own.
Super. And then these programs are also repeated at the North County Branch Library, generally on a Wednesday afternoon.
So Summer Reading Club, it's a lot of fun for the kids over the summer. They keep their brains a little sharp, and it's a good thing to read along. A Pause to Read program, I think, goes on throughout the summer at the South County Branch. Is
yes,
that correct, Jennifer?
They're having one on Tuesday, and then again the first Tuesday.
That's important. Summer... Because I'll tell you, I'm a good role model for what not to do in the summer. I just dropped everything. Didn't read anything. I rarely read during the school year, but in the summer, God forbid. So, and look, I mean, I still have, there's still residue from that. But it did not help me in school, that's for sure. But, I mean, keeping the reading during the summer definitely helps in school. And I didn't do it, and I struggled in school. Where am I going with this?
I don't know.
Why am I telling people this?
There are
this,
also
Jennifer?
A lot of tween programs, which are typically grades 1 to 5, give or take. You know, the Pearl Observatory Star Lab. There's going to be drop-in crafting.
It's just a lot going on. Like, every day there's something.
There's a lot of STEM programs at headquarters, North County and South County. There's going to be a Pokemon trading night. There will be some teen programs for the Teen Cafe.
It's going to be a busy summer. And how about the adults?
How about the adults?
What do we have in store for them? You can register online for the adult
for
summer reading club.
That one you can, and it's just independent reading. There is a blog that you can submit a review to. There's prizes every week sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There's a list of books that the members have read that they liked. A list of books read by more than one club member. We ask you to rate the books.
So just go to hclibrary.us, click on the Adult Summer Reading Club link on the homepage. It'll take you to where you can enter, and then you can join the club. There's a year-end party in August for everyone who joins the club and reads at least one book, I believe. There's games and food and prizes, and I think there's weekly giveaways, actually.
Yes, there are. There are gift cards.
Gift cards given away throughout the summer for the Adult Summer Reading Club, and you just get a great idea for books to read at the beach or on your porch during your stay vacation or staycation.
Yes, and the end of the summer party is Thursday, August 29th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library.
And the last big thing going on this summer at the – not the last big thing, but another big thing going on at this summer that goes on every summer at the Hunterdon County Library is our Outdoor Summer Concert Series sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And these are free outdoor concerts. And we have an outdoor stage at the Route 12 Library right along – Route 12 on that side of the building with a sloping hill, and the North County Branch is
on
a nice shaded grove of trees, a perfect place for concerts. So we have 5 concerts this year at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. Bring a blanket, bring a chair, bring a picnic dinner, and spend a nice summer evening, a Wednesday summer evening with us at the Hunterdon County Library or the North County Branch Library. We kick it all off on July 17th at 6:30 p.m. The Summer Swing Orchestra will be performing the big band hits of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure on Wednesday, July 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is almost 20 years old, almost 40 years old. The Red Oak Country Boys will be performing classic country music. On July 31st, we go back down to the headquarters library on Route 12 at 6:30 p.m. for Due South. Due South plays classic rock, southern rock, new country, and classic country. Due South performed for us last year for the first time. They performed for us, if you were at Community Day, they were performing there as well. A very tight, good country band. That'd be a nice summer evening to spend with them. The last concert at the North County Branch is on Wednesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. Nabo Dash will be performing using instruments including the Beaudron, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals. Everyone who listens gets into the spirit of Irish music with Nabo Dash. And then we wrap it all up back at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On, featuring the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison and the early stars of rock and roll. Rave On is always a crowd pleaser. We've had them for several years. And they are just another band that it's hard to put into words, but just a great band to listen to, Jennifer. I dare you not to want to get up and dance. Are you going to be attending any of the summer concerts this year?
I will probably go to Rave On, yes.
Just Rave On? I thought you used to like Summer Swing, too.
I did, but I think I have something else that night.
I've just completed booking the fall concerts. They are all in the tank. I'll have the complete list next week for you. It's just jumbled around in my head, but we've got some new artists, some returning artists, a little bit of your favorites with some new ones. So that'll be 2 concerts a month starting in September. And then also in the fall is our photography show. Walter Horoszewski is back to judge and to do a program for our photography show. Fred Miller will be back in the fall with 4 concerts this year.
And we're going to have two speakers in July also. It's not just all music and all children. On Tuesday, July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, David Wheeler from the Conserve Wildlife Foundation of New Jersey was going to discuss New Jersey's rare wildlife. It's a PowerPoint presentation. No rare wildlife will be in attendance. And on...
That we know of.
On July 30th, we are welcoming debut author Ella McCourt, whose book, The Perfect Fraud, came out on June 18th. We have some copies at the Headquarters Library. Claire is living in Sedona, Arizona, with her boyfriend Cal and ducking calls from her mother, who is a world-class psychic. Claire works in the family business and calls herself a psychic, but she really doesn't have the gift. She's a fraud. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, Rena, a young mother, has family issues of her own. She's divorced, and her 4-year-old daughter, Stephanie, suffers from mysterious, seemingly incurable stomach problems. When Claire and Rena meet by chance on the airplane, their carefully constructed lives begin to explode. Can these women help each other, and can they help Stephanie before it's too late? So put a copy of the book on hold. Come out and see Ellen McCourt tonight. Tonight she's in Princeton at the Barnes & Noble, but come out and see her on July 30th. The Book Garden in Frenchtown will be there selling books, and Ellen will sign them. I'm really excited to have this debut author.
Sounds good. Okay, before we go to our last commercial break, and we have some trivia for you, let me just mention that Assemblyman Andrew Zwicker's food drive ends on June 30th. If you have any of these items, you'd like to drop them off at the Hunterdon County Library for the needy. They are accepting body wash, broth, canned fruit, canned meats, canned soups, canned vegetables, cereal, deodorant, disposable razors, feminine hygiene products, instant food mix, jelly, juice, oatmeals or grits, paper towels, peanut butter, rice, shaving cream, and tissue paper. Any of those can be dropped up at the Hunterdon County Library on or before June 30th as part of Andrew Zwicker's, Assemblyman Andrew Zwicker's food drive. Okay, we'll go to our last commercial break, and I have some trivia for you all right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in just about 12 minutes to take care of business.
12 minutes? Oh, yeah, I guess so. We only have 9 minutes, though. So let's end the show with some trivia. The Hunterdon County Library is all about dispensing knowledge, Jennifer. I think I believe that was the word I was looking for earlier.
Doesn't
dispensing.
Begin with the X.
It doesn't, but it fits the bill. Here's some general trivia questions to warm you up. What color is Tony the Tiger's nose? You know, from Frosted Flakes?
Brown.
It's blue. A nice blue, a nice bright blue, Jennifer.
Okay.
What body of water divides Africa from Saudi Arabia?
Kiko? No.
The Kiko oh, Strait?
The Bering Strait.
The Red Sea. Bering Strait, Jennifer.
That's no idea. That's in Russia.
That divides Alaska and Russia. Toy Story 4 opened in theaters this past weekend. What's the name of the piggy bank character in the Toy Story movies?
Oddly enough, the boy was in yesterday's crossword puzzle. His name is Andy. I don't know the name of the piggy bank.
Ham.
Oh, how funny. That's cute.
True or false, Jennifer, in the famous painting, The Mona Lisa, she wearing something on her head. True or false?
False.
It's true. She wears a veil.
Hmm.
There is a veil on her head. What word does the old lady say in the children's book, Good Night Moon? Growing on that green room saying goodnight to everybody in the room, saying goodnight to the old lady, but she says something.
I don't know.
And a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush. Name your three unalienable rights listed in the Declaration of Independence.
You have the right to pursuit of happiness.
You don't know your unalienable rights, Jennifer. These are yours. These are your rights.
I know, I don't.
As promised by, among these, life, liberty.
And the pursuit of happiness.
And the pursuit of happiness, Jennifer. That is why all the girls in town follow you all around. It's a line from what song?
Nope.
They long to be.
Close to you.
That is correct. I just need to give you three more words.
By the Carpenters.
Okay, you may or may not know, everyone out there, that next Christmas is now closer than last Christmas. Congratulations, everybody. Time to get ready. I've got 10 Christmas questions for you. I'm going to either give you two characters from a Christmas movie, you name the movie, or I'll give you a line from A Christmas Carol, you'll name the song. Susan Walker and Fred Gailey.
Miracle on 34th Street.
They know Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
The Christmas song.
Walter Hobbs, Miles Finch.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Elf. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Let it snow, let it snow. Let it
Randy
snow.
Parker, Grover Dill.
Nope.
A Christmas Story. Hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Neil Miller, Charlie Calvin.
Nope.
The Santa Claus. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Ernie Bishop, Violet Bick.
Bishop's wife? No, that's too obvious. Nope.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Ernie Bishop was the taxi driver, and Violet Bick was the...
Who was Violet?
The woman of the night that walked around town. I don't know what she did.
Pretty obscure.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Silver bells.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, this is trivia for the Hunterdon County Homeless Shelter Family Promise. So I had all the teams write down the words Family Promise, and all the answers are found in the letters. Can be made... from the letters. Family promise he can only use the letters one time. What was the first name of Betty White's character in the TV show The Golden Girls?
Rose.
Give me the name of the Canadian professional hockey team that won the NHL Stanley Cup in 1989. This was tricky because actually three Canadian hockey teams fit the bill. Or two, I mean.
See, the Oilers, but they're not Canadian.
Yes, they are.
But they are. The Oilers.
Nope.
That they didn't win. Canadians.
No. And the Oilers won a lot around them, but they didn't win that year. This was the only Stanley Cup this team has ever won.
Well, instead of me going through why don't you just...
The Flames. You'll know this one, Jennifer, from your program. What month of the year did Robert E. Lee surrender to U.S. Grant, ending the Civil War?
April.
What is the last name of the Nazi general and tank commander who distinguished himself fighting in North Africa?
Rommel.
Yes, that's right, the Desert Fox. What Stephen King movie is about a psychotic fan who holds her favorite author captive?
Oh, Kathy Bates. Misery.
Correct. This is a coarse file with a roughened surface for scraping, filing, or rubbing down metal, wood.
Rasp.
Very good. In the movie Ghostbusters, what's the name of the first ghost successfully captured?
Don't know.
Slimer. What school is the third oldest institution of higher learning in the United States?
Yale.
What is another name for a slip-on shoe?
Loafer
is correct. What is the name of a light fencing sword with a button at its point? It's probably a crossword puzzle clue, too.
It's not enough letters for Epe. Eh.
Looking for foil.
Mm.
A foil, Jennifer. A practice fencing sword. Okay, common bonds, Jennifer. I'm going to give you three things. They all have something in common. You tell them what they are. Tell me what they are. Sesame Street, The Odd Couple, Katharine Hepburn. What do they have in common?
Sesame Street, The Odd Couple, and Katharine Hepburn. I don't know.
Oscars.
Oh.
They all have Oscars.
Very good.
A tree, a bank, the military.
A tree. They all have branches.
Eggs, eyes, a load of laundry.
Eggs, eyes, a load of laundry. Detergent, tears. Well, they can all, no, eyes can't be folded. Laundry can't be, I don't know.
They all have whites.
Oh.
A courtroom, a dugout, a park.
They all have benches?
Correct. Cuts, tracks, singles.
What's the first word?
Cuts.
Cuts, tracks, records?
Yes. Album, songs, recordings. Very good. A fiancé, a baseball stadium, a deck of cards.
Diamond.
Very good. An actor, a crowded amusement park, a football field.
Actor, a crowd at an amusement park.
A football
field. Lines.
Very good. A kiss, a flower, a bomb. Things
that leave a mark. No.
That you plant.
Hmm.
An audience, an envelope, a golf ball.
Things
you address. And then finally, football plays, hugs and kisses, tic-tac-toe.
X's and O's.
Very good. You did very well on that, Jennifer.
Not bad.
Proud of you. Okay.
So before we go, do real quick Library Card Month, because we're starting to collect businesses for Library Card Month.
Okay.
And the aforementioned Jim Gonneau is one of our inaugural members. Are you going to tell us about it?
Oh, I thought you were in the process. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Since when?
Since right now.
So
since before cable.
September is National Library Card Month, and we try to partner with local businesses to raise awareness of library cards and the importance of a library card, but also to give these businesses a little bit of advertising, free advertising. So if you're a local business, go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on the link for Library Card Month. Think about a discount you might like to offer. It might be 10% off. It might be a free drink with a purchase. And we'll do the rest. We'll do some advertising. We'll put your name in flyers, which will be distributed throughout the county. We'll do a little sign for your business. We'll do some press releases. We'll talk about you more than our listeners want to hear on the radio show. And it costs you nothing, and you might get some business.
It's a great promotion. It's been building every year, so I highly suggest joining. We'll be talking more about it in the weeks to come. But now,
Jim Gano is champing at the bit to get in. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking Supreme Court news, a controversial citizenship question will apparently not be added to the 2020 census based on a Supreme Court ruling that came down just a short time ago. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's four liberal justices in a 5-4 ruling against adding a question to the census about whether respondents are U.S. citizens. Legal analyst Andrew Napolitano.
This is a significant defeat for the Trump administration and for the president personally, who, of course, wanted this question on there, and I think had understandable reasons for wanting it on there.
He was speaking on Fox News. The high court also punting a key case involving the political process of drawing congressional districts, or gerrymandering. The justices say they can't decide an issue that should be up to state lawmakers. The ruling 5-4, and this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Just before President Trump departed for the G20 summit in Japan, he said of efforts to get a trade deal with China.
They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal more than I do. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
That's the president speaking after he called into the Fox Business Network yesterday morning. Now there's a report that the Chinese president will present President Trump with terms for a trade war settlement when the two meet on Saturday at the summit. The Wall Street Journal says the proposed deal calls for the U.S. to lift its ban on selling American technology to the Chinese tech giant Huawei and calls for Trump to remove all tariffs on Chinese imports. Last night at the first Democratic presidential debate, 10 of the hopefuls took the stage in Miami. Tonight, another 10 will be taking that stage, though Bernie Sanders and frontrunner Joe Biden are not taking part in this first debate. The government says the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the year's first quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A passenger jet's been cleared to continue on to Newark's Liberty Airport in New Jersey after a threat forced it to make an emergency landing in London a few hours ago. Air India says a bomb threat forced that landing of the flight out of Mumbai that was headed to Newark.